Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to step right up to the Fountain of Fun. This is John Cornell welcoming you to the Fountain of Fun, the Crossroads Soda Parlor, where we meet Phil Rito, the Thrasher Sisters, Veronica Lagoon, Doc Fiddlefaddle, Paul Jones, and Bill Davis and his orchestra. And here's the drip of the fountain, that little pumpkin head left over from Halloween, Bob Jellison.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Hello, hello. I'll be with you just as soon as I wait on this customer. Well, it's a messenger boy.
Is this package for you, mister? The name on it's obliterated.
Obliterated? Oh, that's not mine, then. My name's Jellison. Bob Jellison. Fountain of Fun, Bob Jellison speaking. Oh, hello, Gwendolyn. What's that? Yeah, all right, I'll send it right over. Oh, by the way, would you like to have dinner with me tonight? You would? Okay. Tell your folks I'll be over early.
Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, present Fountain of Fun, an enjoyable half hour designed to bring you just the right atmosphere of fun, laughter, and musical refreshment that goes with eating a Milky Way, America's most enjoyable candy bar. During the coming week, discover this unusual quality to be found in a Milky Way. In the middle of the afternoon, when you begin to feel tired, worn, and weary, notice what a grand pick-me-up a Milky Way is, as well as a luscious candy bar. How good it tastes, yet how quickly a Milky Way bar satisfies hunger, helps lagging energy return. That is why everywhere, for children at school and for grown-ups at work, wholesome, nourishing Milky Way candy bars have become an American institution. Every day, countless thousands of Milky Ways are placed in lunchboxes throughout America and are taken to busy factories. Then at lunchtime, that Milky Way in the lunchbox becomes a luxurious dessert, unusual as a dessert because of its extremely high nutritional value, and even more unusual because of its rare, delightful taste. With each bite, the pure milk chocolate coating, the layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the luscious center of chocolate nougat, flavored with real malted milk, melt into that thrilling taste blend found only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Paul Jones, this is your first week at the Fountain of Fun. And seriously, I want to say this is a real occasion for us, too. Because with us in the audience today, we have one of the most beloved American personalities, the Right Reverend Monsignor Edward J. Flanagan, known to you as Father Flanagan of Boys Town.
And with Father Flanagan are 22 scrappy youngsters of the Boys Town football team.
Yes, sir. Right out there in front. Oh, yes. Fine-looking bunch of boys, aren't they, Jonesy?
I'll say, Bob, but there's just one thing that bothers me.
What's that?
Where's Mickey Rooney?
I can see you're going to get along.
Well, by the way, Bobby, are you going to take part in the big benefit show our boss, old Doc Fiddlefaddle's getting up?
Why, certainly. Do you realize, Jonesy, you're talking to an old end man.
An end man? In a minstrel?
Nope, in a horse act. Well, I used to tour with our overstuffed little orchestra leader, Phil Davis.
You did?
Yes, sir. And we made a fine combination, too. I put up the money, and he put up the front.
Well, getting back to the benefit, Bob, I hear Doc is also organizing a victory parade.
Well, that's funny. I just passed a victory parade on my way down here.
You did?
Yeah, sure. Three sailors were standing on the corner when the Dorothy McVitie, Dorothy Gish, and Dot Lemoore paraded by. Oh, man, you'd have seen those sailors dash after them.
Well, how do you figure that's a victory parade?
Well, there were three dots and a dash, weren't there?
Golly, I wish Doc would get here so we could go ahead with our plans for the benefit show.
Yeah, where is Doc?
Well, he's downtown at the fire commissioner's pleading for a season's pass to all the fires.
Pleading? He's using the wrong approach. Why, I sent the commissioner a strong letter demanding that he allow me to see all the fires. And by return mail, he sent me his permission.
You sent him a strong demand, and by return mail, he sent you permission to attend all the fires?
That's right. I got his letter right here with me. Look, right here it says, Dear Mr. Jellison, you can go to blazes.
Go to fires, permission.
And talking about fires, Veronica Lagoon had a narrow escape the other day.
She did? Yeah. How come?
Well, it seems she got too close to the radiator of Doc's old Stanley.
Steamer?
Nope, just singed her a little.
Well, getting back to your acting, Bob, what was your first experience on the stage?
Why, Jonesy, I first began acting back in the Little Red Schoolhouse.
You mean you actually started the school in a Little Red Schoolhouse?
Well, not exactly. See, back home, we didn't enter the Red Schoolhouse until the second grade. Our first grade house was white.
Oh, I see. The first grade house was white.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they used to call me the FDR of that school.
Why? Because you were so popular?
No, because I spent three terms in the White House.
Massachusetts, I'll be there with bells, Massachusetts. Want to roam around Massachusetts, in Nantucket down, Massachusetts. Got a special date with that New England state. How my heart will knock, Massachusetts, to see Plymouth Rock, Massachusetts. Homesick as can be, Massachusetts, only place for me, Massachusetts. I can hardly wait to hurry through that gate. You can't guess how much it means for me to be there. Childhood friends and childhood scenes for me to see there. Neath the skies above Massachusetts, with the one I love, Massachusetts. Just like Jack and Jill, Massachusetts, we'll climb Bunker Hill, Massachusetts. Spread that news around, I'm Massachusetts bound. Massachusetts, you can believe me when I tell you, friend, I'm in a hurry to get back again. Get along to Massachusetts. Am I really happy? Yes, it's my lucky day. Take down my new address, I'm leaving right away. I can hardly wait to hurry back to that New England state. You can't guess how much it means for me to be there. Childhood friends and childhood scenes for me to see there.
Narrow winding streets, Massachusetts. Place where culture meets, Massachusetts. Where they bake with pride, Massachusetts. Beans are glorified, Massachusetts. Spread that news around. I'm Massachusetts bound, Massachusetts bound.
Massachusetts as sung by the Thrasher Sisters. Yes, sir.
Mighty fine, mighty fine. Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Hey, I'm glad I got here in time to hear it.
Well, hiya, boss. Jonesy, meet old Doc Fiddle-Faddle.
Well, Bucky, I just dropped in to see how things are going. Can't stay long. Got a lot of things to do. Got to stop by the Fallen Star Hotel to check the mileage on the roller towel. Afraid it's on its last go-round. Got to stop at the post office to see if Arthur Murray sent me my new rumble lesson. And, yes. Got to go to the Eli Pastime Billiard Academy. Big day there. Dedicating a new cue ball on the number 3 table.
Well, Doctor, you astound me with your multitudinous activities.
What's that? I don't quite dig you, Jackson. I ain't hip to your jive.
He means you sure do get around.
Oh, yes. A busy boy am I. Now, let me see. I got a report for duty at the bowling alley, too.
Are you still working as a pin boy, Doc?
Do you mean that you actually set up pins at a bowling alley?
Yep, Jonesy. Strikes me as a good spare time job. Strike spares, get it? Sonny, that's a honey.
Oh, Doc. Now, don't you remember? You used that very same joke on the Fountain of Fun program last week.
Oh, so that's where I heard it. Funny program. Yeah, that old fella on it sure is a card. Awful silly, though.
Oh. Oh, Doctor.
Well, how are things going at the bowling alley, Doc?
Oh, tickety-boo, Jonesy. I'm head of the pin boys there now. Pinhead fiddle-faddle, they call me.
That I can believe.
Oh, don't you think that work is a little too strenuous for you at your age?
At my age? Oh, fiddle-faddle, fiddle-faddle.
Well, after all.
What's that? Somebody call me? I thought I heard my name.
Oh, Doc, forget it.
Take it easy, Doc.
Well, I'm going to be awful busy. Especially now that I'm organizing this show for my club to put on benefits and stuff. Mighty nice of you kids to help me out.
We're glad to do it for such a good cause, Doc.
I'll say. And by the way, just what is this club of yours?
Well, it's the West End Bird Call Study, Retired Steamboat Captains and Peach Pit Carvers Association.
That sounds like quite an organization.
Well, ours is the Friends of the Vanishing Buffalo Branch. Admiral Dewitt chapter.
Well, Doc, do you think you can handle the job of directing the show?
Oh, toot your horn, kid. You're in a fog. Well, of course I can. I've been a showman all my life. Hey, do you remember them big shows? Buffalo Bill's Wild West, Primrose and West Minstrels, Ziegfeld Follies?
Yeah.
I was in Colonel Higginbottom's medicine show.
I suppose you were quite a performer.
Just what did you do, Doc?
Well, one time, Jonesy, I was the world champion high diving champion.
Is that a fact?
Well, let's change the subject, huh?
Fine, yeah, I'll tell you all about it. I could dive the deepest and swim the longest underwater of anybody. One time I bet I could dive in the ocean at Liverpool, England, and come up at New York.
And I suppose you're going to tell us that you did dive in at Liverpool and come up at New York?
No, sir, I ain't, Bucky. Matter of fact, I miscalculated and come up in Gallipolis, Ohio.
I get the neck of the chicken. I get the rumble seat ride. I get the leaky umbrella. Everyone shoves me aside. When I jump in my shower each morn, sure as fate, I'm too late. All the hot water is gone. I get the neck of the chicken. I get the hand-me-down straw. And when there's company weekends, I get the couch in the hall. That's why I can't get over this dream that came true. If I get the neck of the chicken, well, how did I ever get you? I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I try to give a party, and that guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I must have roused the devil's wrath, 'cause all my luck is bad. I get the neck of the chicken. I get the burnt piece of toast. I get the seat in the movies, slack going back of a pole. When morning papers come to the door, sure as fate, I'm too late, and they're mine long about four. I get the neck of the chicken, I get the plate with the cracks, I get those evenings with Grandma, everyone else can relax. That's why I can't get over this bolt from the blue. If I get the neck of the chicken, well, how did I ever get you? This thing that's happened, it can't be possible. How did I ever get you?
And that was Phil Brito singing, I Get the Neck of the Chicken.
And he thinks that's bad. You should see the part I get.
Hello.
Well, Veronica Lagoon.
Hello.
Say, Veronica, I'd like you to meet my new helpmate, Paul Jones.
Is this Paul Jones, Bobby?
Uh-huh.
Goodness. He doesn't look anything like the label on the bottle.
Yeah. don't mind her, Jonesy. She's illiterate.
Thank you, Bobby.
You see what I mean?
Bobby, I'm going to ask Doc if I can write the dramatic part of that benefit show he's putting on.
Oh, are you a writer, Veronica?
Oh, sure. But just last week, our dramatic class at business school presented a play I wrote.
Is that so? An original play?
Well, it was a modernized version of Bertha the Sewing Machine Girl. Wilma the Welder.
Sounds like a Henry Kaiser production.
Well, are you an actress too, Veronica?
Oh, yes. I come from an acting family.
Yeah.
My cousin Quincy. He's in the movie.
Oh. Who does he act for? Walt Disney? Oh.
Now, Bobby, that's no way to talk. Cousin Quincy is a real actor. He got his start with a stock company.
A stock company, huh? Armour Swift.
You shouldn't go making fun of Cousin Quincy, Bobby.
Well, all right.
His mother, that's my Aunt Magnolia.
Uh-huh.
She was a great dramatic actress.
Oh, is that so, Veronica? Did she ever play Cleopatra?
Well, if that's a dice game, yes. I'll never forget Aunt Magnolia telling about her first stage appearance.
Debut?
Oh, I'll say they did.
Yeah.
Well, that's certainly some family you come from, Veronica. Are any other members entertainers?
Oh, sure. My sister Gwendolyn, she's a dancer.
Ballet?
No, balloon.
Hey, you know, Veronica, I come from a family who made their living as great actors.
Honestly?
Who cares how, as long as they ate. My Uncle Hubert, he was in that play, Eight Nights in a Barroom.
Oh, that's 10 nights in a barroom.
Well, he was a fast drinker.
Oh.
And then there's my brother Simpson. Why, he made a fortune out of the Desert Song.
Was he the leading man?
No, he was in the sand and gravel business.
Oh.
And I'm quite a prominent person myself. Yes, sir, I've had plenty of offers. Anytime I want to, I can go to Hollywood and work for DeMille.
Work for DeMille? Why don't you?
Who wants to go all the way to Hollywood to saw lumber?
Now we're going to hear from Phil Davis in the orchestra with Yankee Doodle. Yankee Doodle, as it's played in all countries of the world where the American flag flies in friendship.
fine. What a swell arrangement. Say, Doc.
Yeah, Bucky?
You play a musical instrument, don't you, Doc?
Well, I sure do, sonny boy.
Well, how about you playing a solo at that benefit show we're getting up, huh?
Well, I'd like to, Buster, but that musical instrument of mine ain't been working lately.
Oh, is that so? What happened?
Well, I was a-grooming my horse last week and busted a couple of teeth out of the comb.
Oh. Well, what about your ukulele, Doc? Don't you play that anymore?
Nope. Busted all the strings, Junior.
Well, how did you do that?
Well, I've been playing Silver Threads Among the Gold and tunes like that on my string machine and getting mighty fine results. But last week, I tried out Jingle, Jangle, Jingle, and it couldn't take it.
Well, say, Doc, if Veronica does any dramatic writing for the show, we may need some more actors. I wonder if Phil Davis ever did any acting.
Who, me? Sure I've done acting. Why, I used to be a star.
A star, huh? Now look at you, whole Milky Way. Hey, tell you, what sort of dramatic work have you done, Mr. D? You always play the heavy?
No, Bob. Why, I've had the romantic lead in lots of plays.
Is that right?
Yeah, my director told me I look like a regular Cyrano de Bergerac. Or was it Chassis de Cadillac?
Hey, Bob, why don't you have Phil Davis toe dance?
Toe dance? You mean to say Mr. D is a toe dancer, Mary?
He certainly is, and he doesn't care whose toes he dances on.
Yeah, well, I think we've just had Mr. D lead the band, huh? Let's see now. We can have Phil Brito sing, and the Thrasher Sisters will be on hand.
Hey, Buster, I just happened to think. You suppose at that show we could get the Thrasher Sisters to sing some of my compositions?
Why, Doc, don't tell me you're a songwriter.
Well, I sure am, PJ. Yeah. A regular Jerome Kern. Say, you ever hear that song of mine, Pass a Tomato, Ketchup, Katie, and We'll Paint the Whole Town Red? Oh, rail swingaroo, that one. That was 67th once in the Miss Parade.
Well, I think we've heard enough about your songwriting, so...
Fine, I'll tell you all about it. One of the most touching songs I ever writ was that one called The Engineer's Daughter Has Always Stood Up Since Her Pop Kicked Her in the Caboose.
Now, there's one with feeling, you know. But speaking of songs, Doc, I'm busy writing a new one right now.
Is that so, Bucky? What's the name of it?
Bring over a couple of eyedroppers, dearie, and let's have our coffee together. The phone's ringing. I'll get it. Hello? Lieutenant Smith. Oh, yes, Lieutenant Smith. Oh, yes, Lieutenant Smith.
Who was that?
Lieutenant Smith. Say, Lieutenant Smith heard us talking on the show and wants us to do a camp benefit.
Oh. Now, wait.
Hold it. Let's see. This is our big chance. Now, let's see. How do we start the program?
I'll sing.
And I'll recite.
I'll dance.
Hold it, gang. I think I've got it. Now, quiet while I start to plot it. First, we'll have old Doc's routine. It tickled Grant at 17. And how they loved him in Moline the year Victoria was queen. Yes, how that audience would rock when Doc was in there playing stock. Said Patrick Henry to his flock, give me liberty or die. So if you're ready, Mr. Phil, old Doc and I will blend our skill to bring you just the kind of bill that led old Vaudeville to the kill. Mr. Gallagher?
Yes, Mr. Sheehan?
Did you put the cat out?
Put him out. I didn't even know he was on fire.
Oh, Mr. Potash?
Yes, Mr. Perlmutter?
We have a goat at our house that doesn't have any nose.
A goat at your house that doesn't have any nose? How does he smell?
Terrible.
Oh, Mr. Duffy.
Yes, Mr. Sweeney?
You know my grandfather's 80 years old and never used glasses?
Your grandfather's 80 years old and never used glasses?
Nope. Always drank it straight out of the bottle.
Hold it, Doc. That stuff is worn. The boys don't go for that old corn. They want songs that bring to mind the sweetheart that they left behind. Songs of romance, songs of bliss, songs like this.
In the hush of evening, when shadows steal across my lonely room, I think of you.
Hold it.
Okay.
You put all the boys to sleep with those songs that weep and creep. They like something right in step. Gals like us with youth and pep.
Make way. boy for three little sisters. Three little sisters, each one only in her teens. We'll woo all the soldiers, wow all the sailors, and walk off with all the marines. Make way for three little
okay,
sisters.
Okay, okay, you've had enough. Now, Mr. J, you stretch your stuff. Yes, sir, Bobby, here's your hitch. What will be your army pitch?
Well, while Doc is in there playing stalk and Breedle softly crooning about the gal back on the block while Thrash is singing spooning, I'll fix my tie and wink my eye and make like Mr. Gable. Why, I'll outspry that George Rapp guy, a courting Betty Grable. Yes, I will share the love and care that every male heart craves. Cause hip hooray, the camp we play is a training camp for waves.
Sailing, sailing, we'll be the rave of the waves. We'll pave the waves, save the day, we'll wave the navy blue. Sailing, sailing, hailing the navy blue waves.
But until we wave hello to the waves, we'll wave goodbye to you.
Fun listeners, when you visit your neighborhood fountain or candy counter, you can be sure of an added measure of pleasure. There you will always find the refreshment of a luscious, creamy, smooth Milky Way. Your host, Mars Incorporated, cordially invites you to enjoy that delightful treat in the coming week. During the long afternoon hours or during overtime work, when you begin to feel tired and run down, treat yourself to the luscious taste of a Milky Way bar. See how quickly your flagging energy returns, for a Milky Way is a nutritional treat as wholesome and nourishing as it is delicious. And what a pleasant experience. As you open the crisp wrapper, you will notice the scent of fresh milk chocolate. Then as your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, through the layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the luscious center of chocolate nougat, richly flavored with real malted milk, you will thrill to the taste blend found only in a Milky Way. What's more, you will enjoy every bite right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Say, Bobby.
Yeah, Jonesy?
I just got through listening to a British newscast.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it funny how the English keep referring to him as Hitler?
Hitler? I don't think so. We're going to be calling him that, too, pretty soon.
How come?
Well, we're going to knock the H out of Hitler. That's all for now. We'll be back again next Sunday at the same time. So, you'll be here, too, won't you?
Yes, Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to visit the Fountain of Fun next Sunday at 5:30 Eastern Wartime. All the gang will be here. Phil Brito, the Thrasher Sisters, Veronica Lagoon, Doc Fiddle Faddle, Bill Davis and his music, Paul Jones,
and Bob Jellison.
So long now.
Cornell speaking. This is the Nation Station.